Across the country, women have shouldered extra loads during the pandemic. They're much more likely to work on the front lines, more likely to have lost their job, and more likely to be picking up extra childcare responsibilities. On this anniversary of COVID-19, Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benchoff talked to Pennsylvania women who are in the workforce about what they've lost and what they say they need.
1 year ago, the pandemic snuck up on Pamela Kitchman.
So I was on my way home from work, and I stopped at the grocery store, and there were hundreds of people in there with, like, grocery carts full of stuff.
The 27-year-old single mom was putting in 12-hour days at Synchreon, a warehouse in central PA.
And I'm like, why is everybody buying this stuff? And they're like, do you watch the news? And I was like, I work too much to watch the news.
Her job picked up at first. Online shopping boomed. But the added hours at work came at a time when childcare was harder to find. In 6 months, she cycled through a half dozen babysitters. When Kitchman called out too many times from work, she says she lost her job.
I feel like people just say, oh, well, they just lost daycare. Like, that's nothing. They just lost their job, but they don't actually realize how big of a difference it has made when you're a single parent. Like, you could risk losing everything.
The coronavirus pandemic triggered cataclysmic social and economic shifts. While everyone has had to deal with some changes, the burden isn't spread around evenly. It falls harder on people of color and women who've experienced what some call a triple whammy. Two-thirds of essential workers in PA are women, but women are also being driven out of the workforce due to business shutdowns and childcare needs.
Women's labor force participation has been stuck at 1980s levels for nearly a year now.
That's Julie Cashin, Director of Women's Economic Justice at the Century Foundation. She spends a lot of time thinking about what's been lost this year.
Women have lost more than 5 million jobs since before the pandemic, and women with children have had the largest decline. Black women's unemployment is the highest among women, and Hispanic women are more likely to be unemployed than white women.
This collective backslide really adds up. Maya Bass is a doctor and educator.
Haven't gotten research done, haven't been able to present at conferences.
Catherine Fortune de Sormeau is a nanny and caregiver.
The clients didn't want us to come, and we were afraid to go to the homes.
Dr. Janet Cruz runs a student health center.
I do try to set up my meetings at 7 in the morning before my kids get up.
Again, Pamela Kitchman.
What if this doesn't happen? What if I don't get a check within, like, the next month or two? Like, what if I lose my house?
After keeping so many balls in the air for so long, women have watched the global pandemic bat them down. With vaccines rolling out, there are now expectations that some kind of normalcy will resume at last. The women in this story say they want to see family-friendly work policies, money for childcare, and a higher minimum wage. Cashin from the Century Foundation says some of that is in the most recent stimulus bill, which has more direct aid for parents and childcare providers. She hopes those ideas become permanent.
Policies also can be sticky, right? So once you see that something's in place and that it works and that the sky isn't falling, that can actually start to change cultural perceptions.
Cultural perceptions are also shifting on a smaller scale. Again, Janet Cruz, a doctor in Havertown with two little kids.
I didn't want to show how much I was struggling balancing being a mom and, you know, and a physician.
Working through the pandemic completely broke down the wall she had built between work and family. Cruz remembers the first time she decided to merge the two when her 4-year-old daughter wanted her attention during a work Zoom meeting.
I was so apprehensive, and I said, you know what? I can't keep balancing both. I said, Alina, come here. Sit on my lap. You know? And she joined the meeting, and it was fine.
By not keeping work and life separate, Cruz was able to ask for what she needed at work and get it. She says she hopes changes like the introduction of telework, or in her case, telemedicine, will stick around because it lets her spend more time at home. Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.
Supporting WHYY, sizzlefish.com. Delivering natural fish and seafood directly to consumers' homes. Sustainably caught, frozen fresh, and packaged for home meals. Learn more at sizzlefish.com.
Yes, we're TV, and yes, we're news and commentary. But WHYY offers so much more.
We talk with authors, celebrities, analysts,